Civilization, where unknown forces strike the edge of ecology.
So I'm going to talk a little bit about a recent event which occurred over the internet, something that I find pretty fascinating and something I've been thinking about all week, really. And it's the kind of piece of news that I suspect many of our subscribers won't necessarily have stumbled upon because of the nature of the news. It's not usually the kind of thing that we would talk about, but it's interesting information and it's an area I'm certainly fascinated in. So about a week and a half ago, sort of in early April 2016 or late March, I forget the exact date, but it was around that period, a YouTube streamer did a live stream over Twitch, which is a website that is mostly popular with gamers on PC, and it's a website where you can stream yourself playing computer games, and you'll get thousands of players if you're a popular channel watching you and commenting on your stream. And it's almost like live televised broadcasts. It's the same principle, but just for gaming as opposed to a sports event. And it's getting really popular. And this YouTube streamer, who I had heard of before, he's quite well known, a guy called Vinesauce. He tends to just stream in old computer games, abandoned games, old retro arcade games, stuff that people have forgotten about, usually about 10, 20 years old, stuff from the 90s, arcade stuff. And sometimes he does interesting videos. I haven't really seen them all, but he's quite an entertaining character. And there is a skill in doing this, I believe, particularly if you've got a really popular channel. You have to kind of carry yourself across with a lot of charisma, otherwise you don't generally gain lots of subscribers. And this guy's kind of a celebrity, really, over the internet. And he decided to do a video on a game from the early 90s, 1994, I think, was when it first got released, called Active Worlds. So this game was a 3D, what's known as MMO, which means massively multiplayer online. And it was a 3D MMO game where you played it over the internet with other players, and essentially you would just walk around this 3D virtual space, create what's known as an avatar, which is just a character that you can design and put clothes on, dress them up. They're your representation in this virtual space, basically. And you can walk around and interact with other people. And this was the first of its kind, as far as I'm aware. This predates games, really popular games like World of Warcraft and things, which are now very well known. So this was way before that. This was like 5-6 years before all that kind of got popular, or more, 10 years even. And this game was very popular in the 90s. Thousands of players would be logged in, and it would be like a huge thing at the time. Obviously it was a bit geeky back then because the internet hadn't really got mainstream quite at that point. It was still quite obscure and still a little bit niche, perhaps. But lots of savvy computer users would be on this game, and they would be. The great thing about this game was you would create your world. You wouldn't just walk around in a pre-rendered area. You would actually be walking around an actual space that you could create. So you could carve physical objects and design things, put up posters, even have sound effects and music playing, if I remember correctly. And it was a very popular game in the 90s, extremely popular. But like all things, it died a death. Eventually other games superseded it, and its heyday was sort of in the mid-90s. And then it just went off into kind of internet history, really. Other games kind of became more popular, the player base dropped, and as far as I can tell, it pretty much died, really, although the servers were still running. And for whatever reason, the company that made the game kept servers running, and also third-party player bases, popular community sites and things, they kind of maintained a bit of a presence in the game, tiny though, absolutely tiny, and they kept the servers running. So you can still just about play the game if you really want, because there is still a bit of a player base, but it's we're talking probably I wouldn't really want to hazard a guess, to be honest, but we're not talking thousands, we're probably talking closer to hundreds, really. So anyway, this guy Vinesauce, the YouTube streamer, he decided to do a stream of him playing this game because he figured it would be quite a cool retro game to play. And as a result of his stream, quite an eerie event took place, and hence the video, and hence this podcast episode. And it's now become what's known as creepypasta. It's being classed as creepypasta. And creepypasta, many subscribers may not have necessarily heard what that term is, because you have to be in sync with kind of internet culture and certain realms of internet culture, I mean. And creepypasta basically just is a term that means an eerie video, kind of like something that can generate chills, something that's just really odd, unsolved mystery, something that's just, you know, it just sort of sends the shivers down the back of your spine type of thing. And I don't really know where the term creepypasta came from, but I suspect it was probably a website like 4chan or something like that. But it's been going around for a long time now, and it's now this video has become pretty much categorized as creepypasta. But what the video basically, I mean, before I explain what happened, I just want to sort of mention that something that I found fascinating was that I actually used to play Active Worlds only briefly, because I was only about 11 at the time, in the sort of mid 90s, and I do remember playing it, and I remember being quite fascinated by the game, thinking it was really cool. But I stopped playing it. I only played it for about a week, and I just moved on. But I hadn't really heard about the game since. I just figured it had died a death, like all games do. So when I heard that this stream was going on, I was quite intrigued, but I didn't tune in at the time because I was busy. But I found out the next day that this event had taken place. So here's what happened. And to kind of emphasize this, picture the scene really. You're a streamer doing your thing, talking, because they give commentary. He's talking on the mic, and he's got 6,000 odd people watching his stream live in real time. And he's basically walking around this abandoned area of Active Worlds, just kind of giving a bit of a commentary about it. And he doesn't really think anything's really going to happen in this game, because as far as he's aware, it's abandoned and it's just entirely gone. It's there's no one playing this game. It's just this digital graveyard. It's just this place, this space, this virtual space that was once very popular. And he was in this area called AW Myths, I think, which was quite an eerie place, very satanic designs and things. Everything was very spooky and dark, mystical. And he was walking around, and when you watch the video, which I've linked to in the notes for this podcast episode, you can, there's a blog, there's an interesting article about this and a link to the video, which I highly recommend you give a watch. When you watch the video, you are pretty blown away by just the general vibe and atmosphere. And this is a 20-year-old game you're watching, which is staggering, because it's just really cool. And I mean, there's been a bit of editing done with the video, and eerie Eyes Wide Shut music's been added, the satanic, I can't remember the name of the track, but the music that's played during the satanic ritual scene, which is very eerie music. And that kind of adds to the video, but it kind of goes with it. So I think he probably did do the right thing when he created that kind of highlight video, because I think he kind of got the gist of the moment, really. But what happened is, he was walking around, wasn't expecting it to see anyone, and I very much doubt anyone watching the stream was expecting to see anyone else, when all of a sudden this very creepy avatar appears, another character, not his character. And at first, Vinesauce, whose real name's Vinny, he just assumed it was what's known as an NPC, which is a non-player character, which just means essentially a bot, some sort of scripted bot, computer-controlled character that's just got very rudimentary scripts that just, perhaps it can interact with you a little bit, but not a great deal. And he actually said on the commentary, "Well, that's cool. An NPC just asked me a question," because this character started saying to him, "Are you lost, friend? Are you lost, friend?" That was the first thing, and you could see it in the chat bar. "Are you lost, friend? Are you lost, friend?" And Vinny kind of, at first, he didn't really know what to make of it. He found it quite funny, really, because he just figured it was his odd NPC character from the early 90s trying to interact with him. But it soon became clear that this wasn't an NPC. It became clear that actually this was a player. This was a real player, a fellow player in the game. And they had a really, nothing odd about the name, but just an interesting kind of name, Hitomi Fujiku, or Fujiki, I think. And that was their avatar name, which was quite formal, but I think, like the full name, but I think that was common in that game back in the day. And he ran up to Vinny's character and just started saying, "Oh, you lost friend, let me help you, let me show you the way out." So Vinny kind of obliged and followed him. And there was this gate section that Vinny couldn't open. And he figured that neither would Hitomi be able to open the gate. Well, it turns out that Hitomi could open the gate. His character opened the gateway up, which immediately made Vinny suspect that this was what's known as an admin, or a player that had some sort of ability that he didn't have. So, an experienced player of the game. So it's just really eerie and creepy, because this guy was in the same place at the same time as the YouTube streamer in this 20-year-old abandoned, essentially, MMO game. And that, there's just something inherently spooky about that. It's just this idea of this abandoned world. And that alone was quite eerie. And that comes across in the video when you watch it. But what becomes even more eerie is the fact that as Hitomi starts to speak more and more, he's either what's known as a troll, somebody who's basically making a point of just trolling the heck out of Vinny and doing it for shits and giggles, essentially. Or he's just some very creepy character in real life who's still playing this game. And I still don't know which way I'm thinking. I mean, I'll come on to the research that's been done about the guy, because a lot's transpired since. But I'll come on to that later. So Hitomi was saying, there's a lot to cover, but I'm going to just talk about the main points. Hitomi started saying to the streamer, "Why have you come here? You human." He kept emphasising that Vinny was a human. And then he started saying, "They have left now. They have left now because you have come." All this kind of business. Which you kind of thought, well, I mean, what does he mean? And then it's sort of like, at first, it was like, is he implying that he was interacting with something in the server that wasn't there? But then all of a sudden, because of Vinny's presence, this presence or whatever it is has disappeared. It's all kind of spooky, but I wasn't so much bothered by that. It was more about the presence of this player in this area, and he started claiming that Vinny had ruined it, and he got quite angry, and then he ran away at one point, and then he started laughing to himself, but Vinny could see that he was laughing, and he was making suggestions that Vinny's character was in for it, and essentially acting as if he was leading him on. All this kind of interesting psychological play going on. And then essentially it wraps up with Hitomi saying Vinny's name, saying Vinny, and then just fading out. So immediately this kind of blew up as a crazy event, really. And people started to look into who Hitomi was, desperately trying to find any information they could on this character. And it didn't take long for them to discover a website. And this guy had a website up and running that was, and it's still up now. And that you can look at the website. It's linked in the blog post I've linked to. But it's one of the most cryptic websites you could imagine. It's just kind of like this knocked up 5-minute job, and most of the links don't work. Presumably because they're very old, and it's a very old website. And a lot of it's in Morse code, and somebody translated the Morse code, and it just says, "I am real, I am real, I am real," and "I am human," variances of that kind of thing. And it had a date as well, which was actually the 4th of the 4th, 2016. So everybody was wondering what was going to happen. I think all that happened was the website got updated and there were more cryptic messages posted. So people looked into this URL to find out when it was created. And it looks like it was actually created relatively recently, which I suppose puts a bit of a dampener on the story, because it implies that whoever this Satomi guy is, and that actually there's a lot of evidence to suggest that it's a she, whoever she is, they launched this site probably only about 5 months ago, as opposed to 20 years ago, which would have been really spooky. So that seemed, but it's still interesting though. And the end result of this story is that you get this very eerie video that, as far as I'm concerned, it's not so much about the reality of who Hitomi is, because really I suspect all we saw was a troll, somebody who just happened to be watching the stream and dived in and managed somehow, very cleverly, or just through pure luck, managed to track down Vinny's character in the game and be at the same place and managed to get to the same place. But they were probably some active worlds player who could just move around freely, had an account. Because interestingly, the registration servers were down. So at the time of the stream, no one else could have joined if they didn't already have an account, which not many players do because it's a very old game. So that was interesting. But I think for me, it's not so much about Hitomi, because like I say, I think Hitomi probably was just a troll. And they do have forum posts on some Active Worlds website where they are kind of implying that they kind of did it just not out of malice, but just because they genuinely wanted to know who Vinny was and what he was up to in the game world. But it still doesn't really answer questions about what they were saying about not being human, and then what they were implying about there being a presence in the server. But I suspect that basically was just, like I said, trolling. But what I found fascinating about the video is not so much Hitomi, it's more about the idea of this digital graveyard, this realm that was once inhabited but it's now abandoned. And it kind of got me wondering about this, because with the internet and with the evolution of software, we are leaving behind things at such a rapid rate. Things are being created and then abandoned within the space of 6 months, sometimes, certainly with computer games. And these servers get launched, and at one point there are thousands of people playing a game on a server, and then a year later there's no one playing the game. But most of the time the servers are still running, because cloud storage and cloud servers now are just so cheap, and a lot of these corporations just run the servers and perhaps keep a game ticking along for 10 years even at times. So that it's just this idea that we are creating all these abandoned realms, these abandoned digital realms where there is no inhabitant apart from the odd creepy player, the odd kind of guy that or girl that refuses to move away from the game. And I find that really fascinating, and it you get these hangers-on, really. They're like people who are still wandering the lands. And it kind of got me wondering if there are more players out there doing this kind of thing in old games. And it's pretty cool, particularly with MMO games, because MMO games are inherently a fully realised world. So you can wander for a long, long period, for, you know, in terms of physical distance. So there you go. It's just an eerie little piece, really, and it's worth watching the video. Like all these things, a lot of really odd, wacky speculations about the video and what it shows. Some people claimed it was some AI super intelligent being moving around the Active World server. That's nonsense. Although at first it was eerie when you first see him and you wonder if they are real or not. But even though it probably is just an example of a player just having a little bit of fun, it's still a very cool video to watch, and the music kind of adds to it. So, as far as I'm concerned, kudos to Vinesource for doing it and putting out a very cool video, a very interesting spectacle in terms of the live stream as well. Unfortunately, I didn't see that though. So check it out and see what you think. And it's probably also worth looking at that website, Hitomi, Fujiki's character has, because it's just quite baffling.
The information where unknown forces strike the edge of ecology.